Snacks, our favorites, we want you to. It's great to see you. If you're listening to us this morning, you're so welcome.
Promise to age, you never change. Thank you, Lord. We believe in your holy name. Amen. If you'd like to take your seats, just for a moment. Welcome up, Martin.
Good morning. Very warm welcome to you all, particularly if you're visiting, if you're here for the first time, particularly warm welcome, and it's good to see you all. What a beautiful day. And just some family news really to have a look at, and a big thank you from Hazel, just for everybody's work on Friday, those that were here, and all the effort you went to. And just an excerpt from a card that Hazel gave this morning. I thank God for the amazing peace and order to our lives over the last days of Ray's life. And I am sure you will rejoice with me that he is now in heaven with our Lord. Love and thanks, Hazel. Praise the Lord. That's good news. We've also coming up on this Wednesday, the 23rd, Ivy Allen's funeral is here, and 12:45 at High Street, followed by crematorium at 2:15. I think that's right. Dorothy's organising. Where are you, Dorothy? Give me a wave. Dorothy's organising the sort of our hosting arrangements. Dorothy's got lots of offers of food, which is fantastic, but she could do with some help for people to serve. So I think we'll be fair to say. So do see Dorothy if you're able to help on Wednesday. That would be really terrific. Just a sense of rejoicing peacemakers, which is a really fantastic thing that we host here, and Sue looks after week on week, and it's a massive event. It's been really a real blessing for us as a church, and I'm really thankful that Sue's taken that on. It is 6 years old this Friday, which is amazing, isn't it, what God's done and how that's taken on. Thank you, Sue. In addition to peacemakers, there's a lot of things happening this term. So coming up very, very quickly, we need you to sign up. So today, with the final date of Wednesday, the 23rd, we need you to sign up for groups. There are a whole host of groups happening, some of which are well-known and well-established, and some which are new for this term. It's on the backboard, and we've got sign-up sheets. We really need you to sign up for what you're interested in. There's a little bit more detail than when I first announced it. We've firmed up some times and some dates. So if you're just uncertain about where and when, we've got a little bit more detail. It's on that board. Have a look at that. Don't put it off. Try and book yourself in. That would be terrific. This Wednesday evening at 7:30, we've got an FIN, Family Information Night, here at church for church members, and it's at 7:30. So you'll find out what we're about, what we're happening in terms of staff and situations and all that finance stuff. So we'd really appreciate your support on that. So that's Wednesday night, 7:30 here. Couple of other stuff. Tonight we've got a celebration. Liam Wallace is getting baptised. So if you don't know Liam is part of our family, and so I'm looking after the pulpit tonight, which is a real thing actually, you know. So I'm sort of leading some of that. Paul's going to be working with me, and lots of others are joining in. So it's Liam's baptism. Please come. It's going to be a special occasion, and pray for Liam. God's done a remarkable work in that young man's life. So come and celebrate with us what's going to be happening to Liam. Alison Earle went on a team building exercise, but it ended up being an arm breaking exercise. So it's gone from team building to arm break. She's not here. She's in a bit of pain apparently, and she's had pretty much a clean break in the sort of top of her arm, shoulder area. Not very good. So do pray for Alison. She needs stuff. You know, she's a head teacher. She does stuff, and she's in a bit of a pickle. So do pray for her that she will be quickly back to full strength of full energy. Finally, Paul C. Where are you, Paul? There he is. Paul is going to Poland next Saturday. Paul, am I right? And he goes for a long time. So he's going from next Saturday to Wednesday, the 4th of November. And Paul manages to run this program under the radar almost. And I think that's probably our fault as leadership that we don't lift it up as much as we can. But Paul is serving God in Poland, working with churches, building them up, encouraging them, speaking into them as an apostle from here. So we're very much part of what Paul's doing. Paul needs your support in many, many ways. And he's going, and there's always this temptation, out of sight, out of mind, isn't there? So we're going to pray for Paul and pray for his family. And Paul, can you come up? And we're just going to lay hands on you. You're going away for a long time. And we're not going to be forever, but it would be really good. I didn't warn him about this because I know he'd want to play it down probably. And so guys, can we just gather around Paul and we just pray for Paul and pray for his family? Anne, are you here as well? Do you want to come down? Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, she's forgotten you.
We can need to make room for Anne to come in. Okay. This is a prayer huddle, not a rugby scrum, just in case you're misidentifying that at this current season. Lord, we so much thank you for both Paul and Anne and their families. Amen. We thank you, Lord, Holy Spirit, that you are on them. And we pray for your anointing upon all of them, but particularly for Paul. May his ministry be dynamic and may you work through him in a most unique way. We do so much thank you for him. And we pray for spirit gifting upon him. Lord, we too want to pray for divine protection. Your word teaches us to pray, deliver us from evil. And Lord, we pray for this family that as they are separated, they will know divine protection in every way. For good health, we pray, and well-being. That they will be delivered from every satanic attack, physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual. And we pray, Lord, that your kingdom will be established at this time through them. Amen.
Great. Should we stand? We're actually going to be doing communion this morning, which is very exciting. While we're singing this song, I'm just going to ask that Paul breaks the bread. Let's just prepare ourselves. Thanks, Mel. So like I said, we're going to be taking communion. And the words we were just singing. Sorry, Katie, could we have the bridge up, the cross? The cross before me, the world behind me. And as we take this communion, I love us to have the thought of everything that we may have done or we have done wrong or we might have struggled with, that we're leaving behind and we're putting the cross in front of us and we're moving forward in Christ. We're not letting anything that we've done wrong hold us back in our lives that will stop us to do anything. And we're going to be doing this in our worship time because this is an act of worship. And you know, we started Alpha on Thursday, and I've heard it before. Martin was speaking, and he did it brilliantly. And he said, if you're the only person on this earth, God will still send Jesus to die on that cross, to wipe away those sins, and to have a relationship with you. And I love that. Just brings into perspective on what he did on that cross. So I'm going to ask if we can move these front row of chairs, and the people that I've asked to help, if they could make their way to the table and pick up the bread and wine. Just have to bear with us a minute. So the way we're going to do it, or the way it's going to work, we're going to come down this aisle here, down the left or aisle, or to your right aisle, and you'll be fed through to five different stations, and just kind of course, take the bread and take the wine or the drink. And if you'd like prayer for anything else, for healing, or for anything that you really feel like you need prayer for this morning, I just want to encourage you to go over to the side, and there'll be elders or church council to pray for you there. I want to encourage you just to maybe spend some time before you come up, if you want to, just to kind of think about some stuff and speak to God possibly. I'm just going to read this scripture real quick. It's from Matthew 26. So as they were eating, Jesus took some bread and blessed it. Then he broke it into pieces and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this and eat it, for this is my body." And he took a cup of wine and gave thanks to God for it. And he gave it to them and said, "Each of you drink from it. For this is my blood, which confers the covenant between God and his people, is poured out as a sacrifice to give the sins of many." So I'm going to pray. And then when you feel like you want to come down, please make your way down to this aisle. So Lord, we thank you so much for that amazing sacrifice you made on that cross. We thank you that we can have time to remember you. Lord, we pray that as we remember you, you'll meet with us this morning. Amen. Amen. So feel free just to come up when you're ready.
Jesus, you endured my pain. Savior, you bore my shame, all because of your love. Maker of creation.
Thank you. Yeah.
This is amazing grace.
Two bowls, Lord Jesus, and one bowl is for sins of the world and our anxieties and our worries and our sicknesses. You promised to carry, and that bowl is never full. It's drained away to the cross, and you hold it for us and says, give me everything. And I'll take it, and it will drain away to the cross. And in replacement, there's another bowl that never, ever is empty. And that other bowl is grace and mercy and love and the presence of your Holy Spirit that is poured out richly, never ever is empty. Lord, I thank you we can stand before you today and we can give you our anxieties and our failures and our weaknesses. And you will take them and take them and take them again. You also then pour into our lives freedom, forgiveness, restoration, and the hope of heaven. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for the work you've done on the cross, for your presence here by the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name. Amen.
For he took the Holy Christ and poured into him my sin. And then he took his goodness and poured it into me.
Anyone has got going on, let them feel that it is well with their soul. Lord Jesus. Amen.
This morning, there's nothing that we cannot bring to your cross. We thank you, Lord, that Calvary covers it all. Father, the very moving story that I saw this week that amazed me, Father, that was two of those Nazi war criminals in the Nuremberg trials gave their lives to Jesus when there were only hours to go. And one of them went to his execution singing, "What a friend I have in Jesus. All my sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer." And Father, you welcomed the dying thief upon the cross. You gave him a welcome that same day in heaven. So Lord, we thank you this morning that Calvary covers everything. We thank you, Lord, that every sin that we've ever committed that we can bring to you. And we thank you, Lord, that this day we can say we all stand here who have put our trust in Jesus with a clean slate. We thank you, Lord, that our lives are pure and holy, just as Jesus is holy. And Father, what an exchange that is. We praise you today, Father. Amen.
Amen.
Be high and lifted up. Be high and lifted up.
Lord, you are so worthy of our praise. We thank you so much. We thank you for what you did on that cross, for the amazing sacrifice and for your love for us. Lord, thank you. If we were the only person on this earth, you would come and die for us so we could have a relationship with you. And Lord, I pray for Paul as he comes to bring your word. Lord, will you really bless him, anoint him? Lord, I pray you'll speak through him. Amen.